From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. Additional restrictions are likely to be placed on abortion providers by the Missouri General Assembly this year. Mallory Daly has more.
One bill would require consent from both parents before a minor could receive an abortion. Another would regulate a woman's travel to a different state for the procedure. And another creates additional inspections for abortion facilities. Sarah Rossi with the ACLU of Missouri calls these, quote, trap bills.
The more regulations that exist for one provider, the greater chance there is that a mistake is going to be made. And when those providers start to make mistakes, that's when the state legislature and regulatory agencies will come down on their heads and try to shut them down.
Rossi was directly referring to a bill that regulates how abortion centers dispose of fetal tissue remains. In Jefferson City, I'm Mallory Daly.
The bill received a public hearing yesterday and will be voted on at a later time. A bill moving through the Missouri legislature would limit public access to police body camera footage. Senators voted yesterday to seal body camera footage until police investigations become inactive. The bill would also exempt footage from body cameras and dashboard cameras from open records laws if they depict a non-public location. People who are depicted in that footage, their family members, or their lawyers could access the video, but anyone else would need a court's permission. Republican Senator Bob Dixon said creating the guidelines would encourage more departments to use body cameras. The bill goes to the House for consideration, where similar legislation is also awaiting a vote. A plan to raise Missouri's fuel tax by 6 cents a gallon got a House committee hearing yesterday. The bill passed the state Senate earlier this month. The sponsor, Republican Senator Doug Libla of Poplar Bluff, says the proposed increase would provide badly needed funding for Missouri's roads and bridges.
You know, we have things that's coming loose from bridges like concrete, plaster, and just different things. What's it going to take? Is it actually going to take something fall off a bridge and go through a window and kill a family or something? I mean, what is it going to take?
Opponents argue that a 6 cent fuel tax hike would not raise enough money to make a significant difference. The bill would also require voter approval for the tax to take effect. The Missouri Supreme Court is wrestling with whether to invalidate a law cutting jobless benefits because of the way it was enacted. In an unusual move, the Supreme Court yesterday held a second round of arguments in a case that was first heard in January. The Missouri law cuts the maximum duration of unemployment benefits from 20 weeks to 13, which is the second shortest period nationally behind Florida's 12 weeks. More than 2,700 people already have lost benefits since the shortened time period began expiring in April. At issue before the court is whether the Senate violated the state constitution by waiting until September to override Governor Jay Nixon's veto of the bill instead of voting before the regular session ended last May. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.